Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. All this week, and maybe even some of next week, who knows, we're dealing with the gospel truth concerning the human nature of the Lord Jesus. And yesterday we stated an amazing truth that Jesus is both fully human and fully God. Fully human, fully God. And let's say it again, to understand Jesus Christ properly, it's essential to grasp this truth. It's essential to grasp that he is both God and man. He is one person with two natures. He is fully human and at the same time fully divine. God became a man without ceasing to be God. That's great, isn't it? How did he do that? I don't know, but he did it. He didn't become partly man and then was partly God. No. In the person of Jesus, he is fully God and fully man. So how do we explain Jesus? Well, there was an old boy called A.A. Hodge, great writer, a bit deep for some folks, but he says this. Undoubtedly, he says, we freely admit that in the constitution or the makeup of the person of the God-man lies the absolutely insoluble mystery of godliness. How is it possible that the same person can be at the same time infinite and finite, ignorant and omniscient, omnipotent and helpless? How can two complete spirits coalesce in one person? How can two consciousnesses, two understandings, two memories, two imaginations, two wills constitute one person? All this is involved in the scriptural and church doctrine of the person of Christ. Yet no one can explain it. Isn't that something? No one can explain it. And he says, the numerous attempts made to explain or to expel this mystery have only filled the church with heresies and obscured the faith of Christians. That's from A.A. Hodge's work called The Person of Christ. Listen, Jesus is both God and man, and that is evident from the Bible. Now look, he's a man. Oh, you say, but he's God. You know, a few weeks ago you're preaching, he's God. Yes. But he's, listen, there can be no redemption if he's not a man. And there can be no redemption if he's not God. It has to be both God and man. As man, Jesus dies for the sins of his people. It's human beings who've sinned. It wasn't angels. Hey, by the way, he didn't become an angel for the fallen angels to go and redeem them. He became one of us because we had sinned and broken fellowship with God. And listen, sin's just not a nice little thing like breaking fellowship with God. God is angry at sin. God hates sin because God is holy. Have you ever felt the trembling of the holiness of God upon your life, knowing that your waywardness and rebellion and self-centeredness is going to bring the wrath of God upon your head? Hey, my friend, flee for mercy to the God who came here and went to the cross, the Lord Jesus, and he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.